McKernan for more information.
Guys, when it comes to jewelry, do you know what women want? We do. Hi, I'm Diana Neustetter along with my daughter Mariah.
Guys, come to Neustetter's. Our professional team has you covered.
Our family has owned and operated Neustetter's Fine Jewelry since 1961.
Our large inventory offers something for everyone at any budget, and we offer hand engraving on site by my grandfather, Richard.
Visit us today at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry Road or at wowdiamonds.com.
Neustetter's Fine Jewelry.
We know what women want.
Who's ready for super premium fresh halibut imported daily from Alaska, grilled in an extra virgin olive oil with capers, lemon, mushrooms, and Greek oregano? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Ask for it supreme style with colossal lump crab meat steamed in champagne. Owners Harry and Stavro Karagiannis have been in business for 25 years, and they are open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Club Fitness wants everybody to lift local, so we're extending our offer. Join by May 31st and get summer free.
Summertime and the lifting's easy. With free group classes at over 20 St. Louis area locations, Club Fitness brings me closer to my community and my fitness goals. Plus, free kids club makes it easy to work out when school's out.
So check out a club near you
and lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join in May and summer's free. See club for details.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
oh man, they're actually here, I'm not worthy,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Somebody in the room started to tell a racist joke, and I said, stop it right now. I'm not having part of that. And so we've nipped it in the bud. I'm not going to say who, but I could tell it was going to be racist. We don't go for that. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome aboard. Right in the middle of the month of May. Wait a minute.
Sorry,
15th
sorry,
of May,
sorry.
Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Loud, a little hot, isn't it?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I blew my eardrum.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What?
I'm still getting used to that
one. Is she saying on the 3rd of June?
Oh, wait,
was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, I'll play it again, but this time lower.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
You're not, Tim, you're not familiar with the song?
All the times you said June 3rd, I never got it until just today.
Hold on. Then you don't know this song.
No, I don't.
You know the story?
No, I don't.
It's a movie.
How could you not know the song Ode to Billy Joe, Bobby Gentry?
I just don't.
Well, I want you to hear some of it because it's the dumbest song ever.
Oh, yeah.
It makes. No, listen, here, just listen. It's got a creepy...
They made a movie out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Most people hate this song.
Yeah.
I like it.
I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay.
At least you can understand the lyrics.
And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet.
No, no, it's just bizarre. Listen.
And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Is that the weirdest song you've ever heard in your life? And it's like a big mystery. Why did he jump off the bridge? And then down, further down in the song, at the dinner table, she says, yeah, somebody said they saw you and Billy Joe throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And you don't have any idea what it means. It's just a weird... It was a big hit, though.
Was it a body? Was it a what?
Baby. Everybody knew it was a baby. She was pregnant. But nobody really knows.
Was it Ode... Was the movie Ode to Billy Joe?
I think so. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Here was another horrible movie and a horrible song that either the movie was made from or the song came from the movie. Georgie Girl.
Oh, hey
there. Georgie Girl. What a horrible... Is my mic up enough? It seems low.
Yeah, I think so.
It is a terrible song. Can you find Georgie Girl? As long as we're doing this, there have been songs from my, you know, like high school days that...
By the Seekers?
I don't know how they made it into the top 10. And in some cases, number one. Like here's one. Sukiyaki. Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Oh, this is a live performance by the Seekers of Georgie Girl. Oh, this is so bad. Hang on.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there.
Inside you.
Hey there, Georgie Girl.
Inside you? That's
why
dirty.
Do all the boys just pass you by?
Oh, it's the loneliness inside you.
You just don't try.
Okay, stop here. Why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be that you don't try, or is it the clothes you wear? That makes it sound like women should dress to please men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could it be you just don't try? Like, women should try to be appealing and attractive to men.
Wow.
The songs made sense. Now, pull up. I don't even know how to spell this. Sukiyaki.
Oh.
How do you think you spell it? It's S-U-K.
I got it.
Okay.
You did it.
Folks, for you youngsters out there, this was actually a hit.
It was horrible.
Oh, okay. Do you want the Taste of Honey version, or do you want the
Kyuri Sakamoto?
Kyuri Sakamoto.
That was the hit.
That's the original.
Oh, my goodness. How did this become a hit? What?
I feel like I'm getting a pedicure.
That was good. I feel like I'm having my laundry done.
Shito.
Okay, now stop for a second. The problem with this song is...
You pulled her what out?
When a song is a hit and you become very familiar with it, you know the song, and you try to sing along, but then you realize you don't know Japanese or whatever it is, so you're in the car, whatever you think it sounds like.
I think that was a song about somebody who ordered takeout and they forgot the crab rangoon.
Hey, you know what it could be? We don't know. We don't know what those lyrics are. Those lyrics might say, come on in and sit right down. Take off your shoes for pedicure. We don't know. We don't know. All right, now, as long as we're on it, just from memory, there's another... Oh, my goodness. The Singing Nuns.
Oh!
Pull up. Yeah.
Yes.
It was... Again, you don't have any idea, but you try to sing along, or did. Hey, how's your sinus infection, by the way?
It's a little better.
What?
En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que
du bon Dieu.
À l'époque où Jean Santerre d'Angleterre était le roi,
Dominique Sénatrice. I'm not kidding, this was a hit.
It was.
This was a top 40 big deal hit. And teenagers would turn it up and try to sing along. I don't get it.
I'm not a fan.
Okay. You didn't play it at the skating rink, Tim.
Yeah. And now, everybody, you know, counterclockwise to Dominique, singing nuns. Yeah. Ladies' choice.
You know, the song Going Up the Country by Canned Heat.
I just heard it today. I heard it on the way here.
I don't understand. In all, this song originated in 1969, the year I was born. I don't understand how this guy tried out for a band.
Hey, hang on a second. Hey, look, I've told you 100 times. When somebody says 69, either you tell us why it's funny or shut up.
Let me pull this up. It's Canned Heat.
Oh, no.
Going Up the Country.
I heard it an hour ago.
I can't believe. Well, what a coinkydink is that? I don't understand how this guy walked into a band audition and said,
I got a song.
Said, yeah, I'd like to be your singer. okay, well, get him a mic. Here's the lyrics. Alan Wilson? The guy's name was Alan Wilson, was a singer. Here are the lyrics, Alan. Let's see what you can do with this. We'll see if we like it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's almost coming.
And here it is. American Top 40.
Blow us away, Alan.
And you know, normally, by now, you would have heard, next! If this were The Voice, no chair would turn around.
No.
Gun. Sure.
And they would escort them off the stage.
How does that guy even sing in the shower and say, Mom, what did you think? How did you think I sounded, Mom? Oh, you're great, honey.
Not only is it his voice, listen to the song. Going up the country. Whatever. There you go.
That's not where I go.
Where the water tastes like wine. I'm not a one to be behind. And then
And the other song that blows me away that I never understood is a song called, it was a 70s song, and it was called Jungle Boogie.
Whoever
wrote this song said, okay, I'm going to write me a song. Okay, Jungle Boogie. Now, what's the next line going to be? Okay, how about another Jungle Boogie? And then another Jungle Boogie. And then another Jungle Boogie. And I'm going to follow it up with 4 Get Down, Get Downs. And then I'm going to go back to 4 more Jungle Boogies and 4 more Get Down, Get Downs. There's my song.
That's it.
All right,
I got one. It just came. What?
Well, the most annoying song that I could ever think of from my childhood was that horrible, disgusting song, Barbie Girl. It was on a big hit over here.
Hey there, Bobby. No, that's Georgie Girl.
Oh, Georgie Girl. Oh.
Bobby? Are you saying Barbie?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, sorry, Barbie Girl.
Yeah. Well, you Brits.
Yeah, right.
Barbie Girl.
I've never heard Barbie Girl.
It's really annoying.
You've heard it.
It's that Aqua one. It's like this teen pop punk weird dance.
You know what's interesting? You know how well Dan knows me? I can say, I've never heard that song. Oh, yes, you have! it's like...
I almost sounded like your wife.
That's what my wife does. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've been there. You ate there and you liked it.
Dan's like, Dan's like your wife with no benefits.
And no breasts.
Yeah.
Well, not as big. You're an A cup.
I'm growing them.
You're gonna remember it the second you hear it. This is just the video, obviously.
Oh,
that one.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
God, I hated that song. That's all we need to hear.
It sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh. It's really bad.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Okay, yeah. I have one for you youngsters, like Arnie, who weren't around in the 60s. I have another one for you. And it was big orchestration, and if I believe the singer was Richard Harris, like a Broadway Shakespearean actor, MacArthur Park. Someone left a cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it because it took so long to bake it.
Do you want Menard Ferguson, Donna Summer, or Richard Harris?
Richard Harris.
All right.
That was the hit version.
Okay, here we go.
Do you know the song, Limey?
I think I do.
Well, go ahead.
8 minute song, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's got a big. Listen to this. And he's like a Richard Burton Shakespearean actor. Listen to this though.
Spring was never waiting.
Hold on, hold on. Stop it right there. Stop it. No, just stop, Cole. Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead. What? Go ahead. Drugs. It's called drugs.
Between the parted pages and the pressed in rosebud fever.
What? Hold on. Between the parted pages and requests of rotted out dead man's eyes. What did I don't know what he said. Go ahead.
Like a pair of pants.
Yeah, that part. Isn't that orange?
The pause waiting in the dark.
All the sweet green icing blowing down. Like cake out in the rain.
I don't think that I
can take it. Cause it took so long to make it. I'll never have that recipe again. What a ridiculous song. Is that ridiculous?
A little bit. Okay. Is he talking about a wedding?
Oh, no.
We have no idea. We never did know. And then there was, a guy named Horst Yankowski, I think was his name. And I think the song was called The Horse. Just look up The Horse. No, I'm serious. And tell me who the artist was. And I'll tell you if that was the hit or not. No, all this stuck is stuck in my head from when I was in high school. The Horse. It's just The Horse. Okay.
Cliff Noble.
That's it.
And
Cliff
Company?
Noble. I'm sorry. Cliff Noble. There was a Horst Yankowski that had a hit, but this is Cliff Noble, The Horse. And no vocal.
Oh, yeah.
The million.
This was a big hit.
Show. Yeah, it was a huge hit.
Yeah. Actually, this would kind of be fun to play.
Oh, I'm sure for a guitar player. It'd be great. But it was a
or
hit.
Horn, yeah.
It was a hit, and not a likely hit.
How about this one, Frank? I have one, Limey. You don't have to pull it up. But okay. This one here, I know, is one of Frank's favorites.
Will I know it in three notes?
Yes, okay. You probably will.
Okay. My little room.
Yes.
White Stripe.
Yeah, White Stripe. Room,
yeah, White Stripe.
And you're working on something good. But if it's really good, you're gonna need a bigger room. And when you're in the bigger room, you might not know what to do. You might have to think of how you got started sitting in your little room.
I didn't like it. Well, apparently a lot of people did.
Yeah.
It was a pretty big hit for them.
And it was.
White Stripes.
Yeah. It was just, what was his name?
For as much fun... And as easy it is for me to make fun of a lot of music today, I have to tell you, I could see where somebody like Limey could look back at what we listened to and go, are you kidding me? Green Tambourine by the Lemon Pipers? Oh.
What about this?
Me?
What about this one? Tiny Tim's Tiptoe
hold
Through
on.
The
Tulips? Oh, a classic. This was a huge hit. This was a number. Do you not know this song?
I don't think so.
You
no.
are in. This
oh,
is, the
no
guy's
way.
Name was Herbert Corey. Tiny, he went by Tiny Tim. This okay. was a massive hit. He performed this on the Tonight Show.
John,
he was on Ed Sullivan. He was everywhere. And this guy was the freak of freaks.
He was
pasty white with purple hair. No, he was beyond ugly.
He played his ukulele and it's called, actually, I found out it's called a ukulele.
Oh, okay. Listen, Limey.
Tiptoe through the window, or the window, back to our old week.
Nice song. Listen. I love the instrumental ukuleles and the. Oh, there you go.
Tiny Tim, the late Herbert Corey.
That was a guy.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, question mark. He got married on live television to Miss Vicky. I'm sure Dan remembers that. Carson had them married on The Tonight Show. This guy was the most bizarre.
Miss Vicky.
You know, he made it real clear he was a virgin. He marries Miss Vicky, and he flat out tells everybody.
With a voice
everybody,
like that?
Yeah.
He tells everybody they're not like going to do it till they get married. And then the marriage lasted like an hour. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it didn't last very long. Holy cow, I forgot about that.
I don't think he lasted long either. Probably why they got divorced.
Does Jeff want to talk to us?
Yes.
I believe so.
Well, let's bring him on board. Jeff, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. So I called yesterday right at the last 30 seconds of Buffa's segment.
Mm.
I was inquiring about Sopranos, trying to find 7, 8, and 9 seasons.
I remember that.
Everybody gave me great advice, where to go find it. So I get home, and I'm telling my boys all this. Hey, I was on the radio. These guys gave me great information. I'm going to find the rest of the seasons. And they're laughing at me. You know why?
No.
There was only 6 seasons.
Oh, that explains everything.
Wow.
That would explain it. Well, how would you know? How are you to know that?
You know, Buff was fired.
All right, we'll pass it on along to him. Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
it does
you,
explain
man.
It, though.
Oh, man, yeah.
When I looked it up, you know, I'm like, oh.
Hope we didn't spend a lot of time looking for season 7. It didn't exist. If there's anything you'd like to kick around or ask us or contribute to the songs that how could they have ever been hits, here are our numbers. You're going to need them next hour for Dr. Doug. Dr. Doug Pernikoff. If you have a pet, he's your guy. Let's start with 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Now, lines are lighting. Dan is putting, as we speak, a name. There it is, J-I. He's typing. Jim, J-I-M. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, Frank. This is Jim again. Thanks for taking my call, as you always do. I appreciate it.
Well, we take everybody's call. Well, not everybody.
Well, I know you do, Frank.
Not everybody. Can't get there.
Doesn't make me feel any more special. But anyway, Frank, how about this oldie but a moldie? That's right, Bernice, thank you. This oldie but a moldie. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy.
Well,
I feel like loving you, okay?
Yeah, that's the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. That's not as bizarre and unlikely a hit to me as some of the stuff like foreign language stuff. That was just a teeny bopper bubblegum song, like a lot of others, like Hang On Sloopy and all that stuff.
Yeah, but you got to admit, Frank, that was bad.
Well, apparently it wasn't that bad. It was a hit. So
I know, a hit that should have never been a hit. But anyway, thanks for taking my call. Have a good afternoon.
All right, you did it twice. Thank you, Jim. There goes Jim. Yeah, you can't just go through every song people thought they didn't like. It's the ones that they defy the formula for a hit, you know, there's nothing about them that fits the formula made everything else.
You joke about me being a roller skating rink DJ, but the truth of the
matter
is... I
don't joke about it at all.
Well, I mean, you
I just mentioned
sort of jokingly refer to it, and it's true, but in Columbia, Missouri at the time, there was 2 roller skating rinks when I was a roller skating rink DJ. And at the time, I was a DJ, and we played the records, the actual 45.
Oh, sure.
You could go to Streetside Records, or you could go to the actual record store.
Peaches.
And when it hit, the owner of the place would literally open up the paper that morning, no internet back then, look and see what the top 40 songs were, and if we didn't have that song, he would go and get it, because word would get out that if this skating rink wasn't playing this song,
the other one would.
Kids would go to the other rink.
Oh, yeah.
And he would send me to the mall with $20 or $30 and say, buy these 6 45s right now.
Well, you're smart.
And that's how it was back then. And that was as recently as 1990 or 89. Right,
we're talking to Jim, and I have a question for everybody in the room here. Let me get Jim in here. Another Jim. Jim Twin Spin. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, Frank. Hey, gang. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
You know, another weird song. It's from the early 70s. It was a big hit. I was a kid, and I thought it was weird. Run, Joey, Run.
Oh, yeah. I remember that song.
Yes.
Run, Joey,
Run. That was a creepy song, because there was a part where it sounded like a little girl sang in it. I mean, it was just, even at I was like 8 years old, and I thought, well, this just is wrong.
Well, I barely remember. What was Joey running from? I don't remember. What was he running from?
His father.
His father?
No, it was her dad.
His girlfriend's dad.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. All right, we'll check it out. Thank you, Jim.
Yep.
All right, Run, Joey, what did you find it?
Yeah, I got it if you want to listen to it.
Sure.
It's by David Geddes, I think.
David who?
I don't know how to say his name. G-E-D-D-E-S.
Sounds good to me.
It sounds...
Sounds like a choir. Like the singing nuns.
Daddy, please don't. It wasn't his fault.
Oh, this
he
is good.
Needs so much.
I remember this.
Daddy, please don't. We're gonna get married. Just you wait and see.
Remember this song?
This is great.
Every night, the same old dream. I hate to close my eyes.
I love it.
I can't erase the memory, the sound of Julie's cries. She called me up late that night. She said, Joe, don't come over.
My dad will kill you.
My dad and I just had a fight, and he stormed out the door.
Wow, what drama.
He says he's gonna make you pay for what we've done. He's got a gun, so run, Joey, run, Joey, run.
Daddy, please don't.
Oh, my, it's like a play. Like a
sounds
drama.
Like a soap opera.
Okay,
all right,
now, this reminds me. Pull up Last Kiss. Okay. It's the most depressing.
Oh, yes.
Are you talking about Pearl Jam's one?
No, Pearl Jam
did it.
Tell me who you find. I'll tell you which one was the hit in the 60s. It's about a car wreck.
Yeah. J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers.
Yes. All right,
this
Limey,
is a sad song.
You know the song?
Yeah. Well, I know the Pearl Jam cover of it.
This is back when they had songs about dying in a drag race and... Oh, yeah. I was out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far.
Well, where
can my baby be?
The Lord took her away from me.
She's dead.
She's gone to heaven, so I got to be
this
good.
Is the one where he so feels something warm and liquid. It's her blood. Oh, yeah.
This world.
Oh, man, this is great.
We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. There in the road, straight ahead, the car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound that night. The crying tires, the busting glass.
Oh, busting
the
glass.
The scream that I heard last.
The scream that I heard last.
Well, where, oh, where can my
I was, as I was listening to that, I was rewriting it.
Okay.
He was saying, look out, and I was looking straight ahead. What was it? Was it something about, I lost it. I had it rewritten where she was, like, giving him a Monica while they were driving. And that's why I had a wreck, and then she died, and he lived. The other one is Dead Man's Curve.
Okay.
Look out.
Remember that's it, Dead Man's Curve. Somebody this guy just called and was talking about that song. It is Dead Man's Curve.
By Jan and Dean.
Oh, no, yeah. Play this. This is great. This is another death song.
Weren't they racing? They were racing, right?
Yeah, You Won't Come Back from Dead Man's Curve. Oh, yeah, these are great songs. We need more death in music. Do you know what an XKE is?
I'm guessing a vehicle. A
Jaguar. It's a Jaguar.
Oh.
XKE was like a long-nosed, real hot Jaguar. I was in my Corvette and an XKE pulled. Well, you know there's trouble now.
Right.
Because the Jag pulls up by the Corvette.
They got a race.
Challenge is on. Go ahead. A lot of people used to confuse their music with the Beach Boys, and I can see why. Okay, here we go. Listen.
they won't come back from goodness heard.
Yeah, coming back.
We were buggering each other.
Whoa.
Is that what you said? We were buggering.
I think you meant bugging. Bugging,
okay.
Right.
You don't have to play anymore. Because there's a point in there where they go, look out. And she screams, it's too late. He gets killed on Dead Man's Curve.
What about Bongo in the Jungle? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
This is, I have no idea. These are what people are texting over.
Go ahead and hit it. It's just another weird. And I have one that just came into my head, too, and I heard it yesterday.
By Jethro Tull?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. You'll like it.
One from Jethro Tull?
Bungle in the Jungle.
Wasn't that the George Foreman fight? No, it was Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah. Oh, no. Jethro Tull's great. I love Jethro Tull.
You'll like this line. But it is really a weird song.
Jethro Tull was a little strange. There's another song where he goes, snot is running down his nose. Aqualung.
Walking through forests of palm tree hearts. Scoff at the monkeys who live.
There are a lot of flutes by
monkeys.
That's Ian Anderson. He plays the flute.
Oh, and what does it mean? This doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Okay.
How about the popcorn song?
Oh, I know that.
There was no singing in it. It was a huge hit.
No, it was.
Well, the one that's worse than the popcorn song is the thong song.
Oh God, that's terrible.
Have you heard that?
No.
Oh, it's
no. You've heard the thong song.
Now listen to this. This was a hit. Listen.
This is like old school rave music.
This is like you're thumping your cheek to make.
Kind of catchy.
This was a big hit. Okay, I got one. It just came to my head. Pull this up.
Oh, now you're mowing my lawn here. I had a
yeah,
mowing
no, no. We got to play the song.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
All right. There's one worse than the popcorn song. Right? And Limey knows this, and I'm not sure you've heard. It's called the thong song. It's a you know what a thong is, right?
Sure.
It's a song about thongs.
Girls wear thongs.
Not just girls.
Man, he was really popular at one point, wasn't he?
Who?
Cisco, the guy who made this song, and then he just kind of just disappeared.
What guys talk about?
Sounds like a tango.
You know. Yeah, they all used to talk to them at the beginning of the record.
This is pretty classic, like classical music.
Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know another. Handle it, so you're shaking that thing like who's the ish with the look in the eyes
so
the devilish.
You
like the dance from the hip hop spots. You cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck. Guys like what? Baby, move your butt.
I can't believe I never heard this. I kind of like
she had dumps like a truck.
Come on,
guys like what? All night long.
Well, Jamie, I don't actually realize why this is horrible.
Let me see that song.
That's the thong song.
But I kind of like the arrangement.
There's another version of that that's actually worse. I mean, it's women singing it, and I'm not sure who does it, but the chorus is even more ignorant.
All right, we're gonna get some calls in a minute, but Limey,
yeah.
Do you know The Lion Sleeps Tonight?
Yes, and I love that.
I
love that song. I used to listen to that as a little kid. Love that song. I'll play it right now.
Mama way. It's the stupidest.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Who sang the original version?
Well, when you
version,
can yodel, like as I can, there as you know, is. I can yodel. Hello, makes it. What a horrible, stupid
love
song.
Love this song.
Well, a lot of people did. That's the canned heat guy. That's the part that kills me. You're in this song, and this operatic woman has nothing to do with the rest of the song. Let's take some calls while we still have time. Don't forget, Dr. Doug after the news at 4 o'clock. You have a pet. We have a new pet in our family. We're going to be dog, my grand dog. We're going to be dog sitting here in a couple of weeks for a whole week. Piper is her name. And this is going to be fun, having a dog in the family again. Let's go to, I believe, yeah, John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's up?
Well, hi, Frank. Long time. I'm in the PM.
Well, thank you.
One song Limey won't know, One-Eyed, One-Horned, Flying Purple
For People Eater.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Yes, the yeah. One-Eyed, that's One-Horned, Flying Purple People Eater. Who wears short, short, friendly little people? Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who did it, but it was a number one hit. It was a hit. Yeah. Purple People
Eater. It was a hit when we were younger.
Yeah. Was it by... Age,
hold on. Good one. Thank you, John. That's a good one.
Was it by Sheb Wooley?
Yes, Sheb Wooley. Yeah. Wooley, yes.
Wooley, you want me to play
it? Oh, no, you're going to love this.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I hit the chicken and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned,
flying purple people eater. That's not the hit recording. That's an offshoot.
Yeah, that's a live
performance
version.
At on the stage.
Here's so. Another one for you, real quick. Ready?
Oh, coming to
when you ran away, and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk. Well,
oh, this is great.
You left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse.
They're
and now
coming
you
to take me away.
Yes,
yes.
Out of my mind. Boom! They're coming to take me away, ha ha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, hoo hoo.
To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I can see a lot of this music was influenced by acid consumption.
Oh,
yes, I think so.
It had to be. It had to be. Let's get Paul on here. Paul, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Thanks, Frank. How are you?
Fantastic. What's up?
Hey, I was thinking how you gave us that warning about the Brenda Lee song, and there was another song that everybody listening to their oldies might run across. Is that old Jay Ferguson Shakedown Cruise? It's got all the guys on
there. Oh, my God.
I don't know that song.
He's telling them what to squeeze and what to lick when they get lonely.
What?
I don't know this song.
Whoa, okay, what is it, Jay Ferguson?
Yeah, Shakedown Cruise.
Jay Ferguson, Shakedown Cruise is right there.
Never heard of it. Well, we'll give it a listen. What?
Well, the guy on the cover is got some rockin' perm thing going on, and then, an open jacket, no shirt, cravat thing going on. He's very, very full of himself. All right.
All right, we'll check it out. 70s
was a fun time.
Thank you, Paul. Shakedown. I don't know this song.
Neither do I.
Oh, I know this.
Not too bad.
No?
That's actually a pretty good song.
Dirty part.
I have no idea.
Fair enough. I kind of like it.
Yeah, not too bad.
That doesn't fall in the category of just bizarre songs
crazy.
That shouldn't have been hits. Because I know what he's doing. He's putting some dirty words in there. At least
here's one that was a hit.
It was April the 41st,
being the fish song.
Wet Dream.
Wet Dream.
I was driving through downtown Atlantis.
Kip Adada.
My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating.
What is this?
So I pull into a Shell station. They said I'd worn out my seals. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to a place called the Oyster Bar. A real dive. But I knew the owner. He used to play for the Dolphins. I said, hi, Gil.
Hi, Gil.
Happy Ellie's Heart of Herring.
That's so stupid. It's funny. Right, I remember that. That's a good one. I played that time. That's a good one.
Wet Dream.
I had one and I lost it.
Want to talk to Steve while you're trying to get it back?
Sure, why not? Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's up?
Hey, AM in the PM since 1994.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
You guys mentioned a song, Hang On Sloopy.
Right.
You have got to see the YouTube video. And I guarantee you, you will use that sound effect, that boing, when you see this one. So just go look
Hang
at
on
it.
Hang On Sloopy?
It's just a video for the hit song, yes. Hang On Sloopy?
Yes, it is. I've watched it about 25 times.
Okay, but it's a visual. You have to watch it to get what
you
you're talking about?
You have to watch it, yeah. Okay.
Well, it's radio, so it won't translate very well.
I know, but everybody else has got to be watching it now.
Okay. Now, you talk about, like, the, oh, I know the one he's on.
All right,
about.
Thank you, Steve. We're not going to do it now because it's a visual reference. He's
right.
Talking about, and it won't. We can't show people. We could if we were on 11.2. But we're not.
I think he's talking about the one from 1965 featuring Liz Brewer. I mean, she looks quite attractive. All right.
The other one, the one that I was trying to think of was the really weird, hang on. It's, it's about a transvestite or something.
You're talking about Lola?
No. It'll come to me in a minute. It's
should I Google transvestite country songs?
Not too many.
Please
of those.
Do. Well, please do.
Dan, give me a name on the screen, will you? Any name, Dan, you stop talking to people, please, and getting their life story.
Brenda.
Okay, Brenda. That's not on my screen.
Well, it's on my screen.
All right, let's do it. Let's get her, Brenda.
Okay, I can't do anything.
We don't know which one it is because Dan is still talking to somebody.
I can't bring her up on the board while he's talking.
Which one?
Dan, any name, please. I mean, just give us, can you give us a name? No? Nothing?
Oh, what about Leader of the Pack? Let me just sound that one over.
Well,
that's I can't think of it.
Leader of the Pack, yeah, is another.
Oh, it's,
my folks were always putting him down.
Yeah.
Transvestite song is from, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
I think it's called I'm a Transvestite.
Hit Leader of the Pack, because I love the beginning of Leader of the Pack. It's two chicks talking. Is she really going out with him? I don't know. Let's ask her. And it's just so...
It's the Shangri-Las?
Yes.
All right.
The Shangri-Las.
Is she really going out with him? Well, there she is.
Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He's dead.
Gee, it must be great riding him.
Well, not anymore. He's decapitated. He was in a horrible crash.
I
met him at the candy store.
Turned around and smiled at me.
Get the picture? Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
Boom, boom.
I love him.
My folks were always
putting
him.
Here's a good part.
Song, another group, and I don't think it was the same group, did a parody on it called Leader of the Laundromat.
What?
It was funny. And then I want you to hear, I thought of the one I couldn't think of, the transvestite theme song, Walk on the Wild Side.
Oh, yeah.
This was the strangest
song
to become a hit. Do. He was a sheikah, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild.
Lou Reed.
Listen to this thing.
Oh.
Flat out weird.
And that they wouldn't put this on the radio for a while because he says, and the colored girl goes,
Oh, yeah. There was another thing in there they banned, too.
Holly came from Miami, FLA.
Uh-huh.
Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe.
He was a
take
she.
A walk on
now,
the
this
wild
is way ahead
side.
Of its time.
Yeah.
Said, hey, honey, take a walk
oh,
on
yeah,
the wild
side. Oh, yeah, a lot of people
side.
Thought this was really disgusting. They'll come in later with that. Wow, yeah, this was strange.
Candy came from out on the island.
What?
In the back crew, she was everybody's darling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
But she never lost her head, even when she was given head.
There it is, right there. Whoa. That's the part right there. That's the part.
I never noticed that before.
Yes. Yes. Even when she was giving Monica's. Now, technically, that is not a violation of the FCC rule.
But is that what you used to call it even way back then? Because what they use nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that term has kind of stayed the same.
Can I tell you, I was so naive. I remember a buddy of mine telling another buddy, and here's what he said in front of me. And you don't, when you're like 16, 17, you don't ever want to go, what does that mean? You know, you don't want to seem stupid.
Right,
so I just thought, I walked away thinking, I know that must have meant something, but here's what he said. He was talking about a girl that had come from Texas, and she had a beautiful Texas accent, and then she moved again, and she was no longer at school. And he said, you know, Alexandria, or whatever her name was, she moved away back to Texas. He goes, oh, I didn't know that. He goes, yeah, but before she left, she gave me a knob job that I would never... And when he said that, knob job, I thought, what is that? What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I had no clue what that was. So I think now...
I don't blame you.
I think I know now.
Yeah, no, right. Now you got context.
Excuse me.
Oh. Here's one that was... here's one that somebody just brought up. This is the street.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy.
Sylvia's mother.
I've heard this before, I think.
The phone.
It's Dr. Hook.
Yeah.
Dr. Hook did a lot of Sylvia's songs. To start
a new life. Sounds like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
The gambler.
I know.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy. So why don't you leave us alone?
Oh. Oh, I got one. It just came to me. Janice Ian.
Oh,
wow. At 17.
Oh.
The name of the song, and it was one of those trying to transition into womanhood, and life is so confusing, and at 17, and holy cow. Listen to this thing.
I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens.
Beauty queens.
In high school, girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired.
What kind of song is this? How could this have been a hit with teenagers? It's depressing. And it's like that is serious.
Very somber kind of tone, too.
What's interesting about the 60s, you'd have songs like this, and then you'd have I love my calendar, girl. You know, just silly Happy Birthday, Sweet 16, Neil Sedaka stuff.
Here's one of my favorites, and Limey would know this one.
We got a minute, by the way.
I know.
Okay.
I know, but it's...
Oh, shoot. You know what? We don't have a minute. Hold that thought. Hold that song.
Yeah.
I have to do some business, and then we'll have the news, and then we'll talk to Mr. Londoff, and then we'll get Dr. Doug in here. That's the business of Window World. Folks, it's this Saturday night. Here we are Wednesday. I have one more day on the air. That's tomorrow. I would love to grab $1,400 to give us a round even 15 grand for St. Jude Children's Hospital. I'm 1,400 away from my goal. What we have is fine, $13,600. It's great. And what a tremendous company. I made arrangements yesterday for them to come out. I've got a set of double doors, and I'm hoping that they can be replaced with something from Window World. I'll know more next week. But I don't even know where this show would be without Window World. Think about it. Dr. Doug coming up, sponsored by Window World. Bill Cleveland, sponsored by Window World. Dan Buffa, sponsored by Window World. Josh Bauman, sponsored by Window World. And then, of course, Window World is not only responsible for all that, they're responsible for fantastic windows and entry doors and other things in lots of homes. Lots of homes. I think the number is like 60,000 or something homes in the St. Louis area that have been made more energy efficient and easier on the eye by having windows replaced by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Do us a favor. If you contact them, would you please tell them your AM and the PM? That's all we've ever asked. We've never even told you what to do or where to buy anything. We've just asked that you give our sponsors a shot and let them know your AM and the PM. So windowworldstlouis.com. For more information about this fantastic value, Window World. Coming up after the news, we'll check in with John Londoff. He's ready. Tonight's a big night. It's Blues hockey game tonight. They're 1-1, so I'm sure he'll want to mention that because he's a big hockey fan and a great car dealer. And we'll talk with him, and then Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us. So if you have a pet, get ready to ask him anything you want to ask him. Free of charge is the advice, because you are AM and the PM. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening.